Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your host, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to have you join us on another one of these Business of Digital podcast episodes. And today we're going to kind of, I guess you would say, piggyback off of an earlier topic that we had discussed with Mr. Dwayne Forrester. And we're going to talk about digital marketers and what they need to stop ignoring. And this got me thinking, Dave, when I, you know, and I'll let you do your little, your little thought process on this and the direction that you want to go. But this got me thinking about how, you remember the fight forever, like the old school OG SEOs, if you will. I remember we used to have to fight to get like businesses to even take SEO seriously. Now it seems like most of them are actually, you know, they have it marked, you know, they have it budgeted in, and it's not a fight.
Not all.
Well, I know, not all. But you have to admit.
It is much better. Yes, it is much better.
And that's my point. And so, like, with that, you know, there's always new things that are coming up. There's always new techniques. There's always new tools that can be used. There's new things that Google or Bing or whoever offers us. And so anyway, I just thought that this was an interesting, you know, way to lead into it. But, you know, why don't you share with us kind of your direction and what you wanted us to talk about with this. But that's just a random thought that I had is all.
Well, and I don't remember, and I'll link to it because it was a good long conversation with Dwayne. But one of the things he was just like, I think the example, and I, in my notes, it was something about, you know, SEOs fixating on certain things or over and suddenly. And like, I think, you know, like core web metrics and site speed and that kind of stuff right now is like, that's all everyone cares about. Where were you 5 years ago, 10 years ago? Like, why didn't, if your host was slow 10, 15 years ago, matter? If your page, you know, loaded really slow, especially then when everyone had slower internet and it took, you know, longer to download that that PDF that had those ridiculous images that no one could ever get to. That was a bad user experience then. You could hurt your conversions. It mattered to SEO. It mattered to the business then. Why suddenly in 2020, does everyone suddenly care about how fast their site is? You should have always cared to a point. I think there's diminishing returns for small sites versus, and I saw someone quoting, you know, why people care. And it's that Amazon study they did a long time ago where each 0.1 second they shaved equals revenue. I'm like, but that's Amazon. They scale that across how many millions of URLs? For a small business with a 10-page WordPress site, having a developer spend 30 hours to cut 0.5 seconds off your page is the worst ROI probably, period. And so it's like to fixate on that doesn't make sense. Well, you're ignoring all those things for the last 10 years, or you're ignoring the fact that there is no CTA on that page.
Well,
PPC and SEO or in social people are also guilty. I'm just picking on SEOs because I do that more.
So that would be, you know, that would beg the question of what are the things that you're seeing lately that digital marketers need to stop ignoring, whether it be in the PPC space, SEO, social media, or all of the above? Like, what are those areas that that you're seeing right now?
Just the basics. Like, look at your page titles. Look at your meta descriptions. Which ones are missing them? Like, go into Google Search Console. Look at pages that have traffic that don't have good CTR. Look at pages that get traffic that don't convert. Like, look at pages that are ranking, or look at pages that you've created that don't drive traffic, and call that content. You know, worrying about the newest shiny thing that Google has come out with, or, you know, something like that, or it's just shiny object. It's like, oh, it's new. Like,
well, that,
like, I heard that someone talking about schema the other day about how they've been looking at schema. I'm like, why weren't you doing that a long time ago?
Years,
like, that's an easy thing to do. Why did you just find that now?
It just makes me laugh because of a conversation I had just the other day. The people were telling me, like, look, we have all these ideas for articles, and like we need to put these up. And like, I think that that's where, like, you know, any of our budget that we need to spend time on, and you know, we don't really like, we think our site's fine, but we want to like just create all this content. Like, we heard that we just need to create content. Like, they must have listened to an episode somewhere, or not ours, but like they must have listened to something or saw a presentation or whatever.
Yeah, 12 years content. Ago when SEO said, please, can I have some content on these pages?
Yeah.
Please.
Well,
please, can we have a blog post once a month, once a quarter? Please, can we actually put content on these e-commerce category pages and give context? Or this video page that just has a video, or this infographic where there's literally three words on it and it's the title? Like, yeah, it was 10 years ago, people.
Yeah, it was. But here's the kicker. So they're wanting to, like, chase this shiny new stuff. Yes, or, you know, what they think is shiny new. But you look at the website, and we don't, and we have, like, home for the title, or home 2, or page 3, or page 4 for, like, different pages of the website. We have literally no, you know, any kind of tags, any kind of markup link, anything. Like, there's basically, if Google, you know, and you could do a site colon on it and show them what Google sees, and you're basically looking at all these kind of duplicate pages, because like nothing is unique, nothing is different. Like, you got some major technical stuff that you got to look through, buddy, and you're wanting to just start creating all kinds of content. And so I think that's kind of like the point of what you were getting at, or at least, you know, with at least as far as I can tell.
Well, I think some of us, at least in SEOs, and even, you know, for social people, you the answer is always, well, it's Facebook and Instagram. Like, if you're a PPC person, you're like, well, the answer is Google, because I do Google PPC and I know it works for these people, and that is what your business needs, because I know it and I've seen it work, so therefore it is what makes sense for you. Or I know Instagram and I know Facebook advertising, and that is what will work, and I know what I can, it'll work for you, without thinking about the business, without thinking about anything else. And then within SEO, it's like, well, we need links because we don't have as many links as our competitors, or we need content because we don't have as much content as our competitors. But then to your point, like what you just said, it's like, yeah, but you haven't even done the most basic stuff right yet. So why are you ignoring this most basic thing that we need to be doing and should have been doing and should be done, but you're off here shiny object? You know, you're ignoring the most basic thing and completely just, you know, shooting yourself in the foot, and you don't even know it.
Yeah. Well, it makes me think of like this experience that I had. So recently I did an anniversary trip to Sedona. Well, I did a bunch of research, of course, on Google.
And also, if you follow Matt, I was really hungry because he just kept posting more really good Mexican photos. I'm just saying, thank you.
You're welcome. But basically, you know, I did the research on Google, and so the website, it needed to be at a point that it could be found, that it could be picked up, that it could be one of those ones that comes up. And so this is where I'm saying, like, you know, like I think it's a good reminder to not ignore certain things or focus or spend certain times on just specific areas. Because you have the number one funnel, like, I need to be found and I need to be able to book it. But then this business also realized that some of their true bread and butter was when people leave reviews for them. And so, you know, they were very good at following up and, hey, did everything go according to plan? Did you like it? If it did, please, or if it didn't, let us know what we can do. If you had a great experience, you know, let others know about it. And this is where you could find a lot of great information from other people and blah, 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 and TripAdvisor. And so, like, they kind of, like, you know, it is that is what helps them continue to be found. But they also need to do those basic things, because that's what's going to get me to find them initially. Now, the reviews might make me decide, okay, now that I found them, I am definitely going to book this place. And so it's just one of those things, Dave, where, like, you, again, these are all parts of the, you know, all of it that you just can't ignore. Like, it's a part of the whole plan. And so, like, if I was to just focus on reviews, like, if you heard someone, you know, in a speech or at a conference or whatever say, like, reviews are king, and that, like, that's all you need to do, but you didn't focus on all the other stuff, you know, you're missing out, shooting yourself in the foot, in my opinion.
Or what happens is people will just do reviews just on Yelp or just on Google or just on some third party. And it's like, and then, like, whenever I do, like, local audits, I always look at, depending on the industry, if you're in, like if you're a bed and breakfast or something, you know, we would be looking at Expedia and TripAdvisor and, you know, all these other third-party sites where you might have listings on it. And, you know, even if you're on, you know, also in doing Airbnb or something like that, like we would want to look at all of your listings and be like, and compare you to all of your competitors and say, okay, if someone ends up on one of these sites, how do you compare? How does it look? Do you have ratings? Do you compete with them? Are they positive? Are they negative? Like, you know, we need to take care of your website, but we also need all of these other channels digitally that you're ignoring because you think no one cares. But really, they're lost opportunities for you and you just don't realize it, or you don't know. I don't know. But, you know, you're listed there. We need to make sure that you have a good showing.
Well, and think about what you just told me, you know, what you mentioned just in our talking about this, how you're like, you should check out his Instagram page because like all the food that he was posting was making me jealous. Well, what's funny that you say about that is I actually had multiple people reach out to me because of some stuff that I posted. You know, there was one of the ones stories that I did talking about the one-on-one dinner, and we basically had two personal chefs that were cooking us probably one of the most amazing meals that I've ever had in my life. But people were like DMing me and texting me like, where is this? Like, I want to get in on this. Like, what's that place? Would you recommend it? Like, how much did it cost? Like, all kinds of stuff. And so like these guys knew how important it was because they reached out to me, you know, this bed and breakfast. And they're like, hey, we loved that you posted that. And like our chef forgot to take a picture of this one meal that you did take a picture of and post. Like, can we have permission to use that picture and give you credit and blah, blah, blah. And so like they know, like they were on top of it. And that's the kind of stuff that I think businesses need to stop ignoring. They need to stop ignoring like the power of that kind of stuff and even reaching out, because like it made me know that, hey, they're grateful. And like they went above and beyond and they did more for me than probably I think they would have if, you know, I didn't do that kind of stuff. I mean, maybe not. Maybe they're just great, but like they're on top of it is my point. And that's how everyone has to start thinking.
Well, yeah, they monitor their stuff. They saw it and they were like, oh, this is I don't want to say it's a free, but it's a free opportunity for content that was created showing us in a good light. Why aren't we reaching out?
Exactly.
I don't know. It's just like low hanging fruit. Like, is this, maybe that's the title of this call. Like, hey, digital marketers, stop missing low hanging fruit.
Well, and something else too that I thought about, and I don't know, like hopefully this doesn't take it too off subject, but something else that I thought, something I thought that was super interesting with the whole process is as I was looking through all this, you know, like you and I have always talked about, hey, don't get fixated so much on like needing to have perfect, you know, 500 five-star reviews and stuff like that. Like learn from the ones that don't have good experiences. For example, like I read a couple of them. And they had mentioned a few things about some booking problems with like massages or this or that, like just little errors that I think could have been fixed if, you know, more attention was paid. And so like I read those reviews and they actually came in helpful because it got to a certain point where I hadn't heard from someone and I didn't want to be in their position. And so I just was kind of proactive and I called them up and I'm like, hey, can we make sure like this is taken care of? And they're like, oh yeah, like someone should have contacted you and, you know, we'll take care of it. And then they got back with me and was like, hey, it's booked, taken care of, this is done. But had I not done that, I wonder if I would have been one of those ones that was in that kind of a scenario. And so like that's why I'm saying at some point, you know, like it's good for
you probably would have, sadly.
Yeah, so just a random thought that I had.
No, and I think just like going back, circling back just to like the SEO thing, because that's what I do mostly. I think like if you were to talk to, depending on who it is in the industry, you know, they'll say content's king, links are king, technical SEO is king,
reviews are king,
like, you know, whatever. And it's like, yeah, it depends on the site. Not to say it depends, but it depends on the site, it depends on the industry, it depends on the state of the website and the digital marketing and the offline marketing and what they're doing, like what the business is doing, what the business is caring about. Has the business pivoted? Like all of that content that was created for 5 years, now that the business has pivoted from one to the other, could be driving lots of traffic that has nothing to do with anything you even remotely do now because the business pivoted.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, great, we had SEO, we rank well for stuff that no one cares about anymore. So now we need to rethink everything.
Here's something else to your point of like, just, you know, when you talked about the basics, I remember when I was booking this trip and I was looking at other places, the reason that I didn't book at some of these other places, Dave, is because when I was going through their website and I would click on something like a gallery or learn more about a room or whatever, and I would click on it and it would take me to a dead link. I'm like, like the website's not updated. So like, is any of this information up to date? Like not want to book.
Yeah. What does it really look like inside? Like, have they not updated anything in 8 years? Cause these pictures are from 2015. So,
and the website's not working. So like, do they care?
Or do they, yeah. Are they still open really?
Yeah, exactly. No, that was my thought. And guess what? Guess the one that I booked at and the one that I didn't. So
it's just, yeah, you got to do the basics. And yeah, going back to the whole, like what Dwayne talked about, like why suddenly does site speed matter? And it's for everything. Like for an SEO, it's like, why suddenly, how many pages rank matter? Or why do you suddenly care about certain things? Why have you not always cared about the page titles, the meta descriptions?
Why have you not cared about links, how your website content looks on mobile?
Yeah. Why? Well, yeah. And I just noticed something for an audit I was just doing like the last couple of weeks. It was like a weird, it was like a pop-up and another pop-up. And if you're on desktop, it's fine. But I'm like, did anyone look at what happens when you're on your mobile? And yeah. I was actually looking at conversion data and was noticing that click to call, because they track it, for mobile was actually really, really bad. And I was like, wait, we have click to call tracking and we're actually doing better on desktop. Why?
Yeah.
That makes absolutely no sense. I looked at that data metric or that data point. And I was like, how in the world? And so then when you look at the site in desktop, there's a little click to call and there's some other stuff. But when it shrinks down to the hamburger, it goes away. So there is no phone number alert. There is no phone number button. And on mobile, you actually have to click more times to get to a phone number to call than you do on desktop. And it's like, this is a major conversion issue. Like, it's not SEO, but it is, because it's impacting the traffic I'm driving to not convert. And like, I'm like, this is a major issue. We need to fix this. I'm like, I care about conversions more than I care about rankings. Honestly, I will say that all day, because rankings don't make money.
Oh, I agree.
Conversions do.
Absolutely. So I think that's a great note to end it on. I don't know if you had any other final thoughts, but yeah, that's a great note. Or great
I think
thought.
Just think outside your little daily box of whatever you work in, whether it's PPC, SEO, social media, paid, organic, whatever, and try to think more about the business and other things that impact it long and short term, and not just that thing you're working on today. Like, what does this impact today? No, how will it impact things in the next 6 months, 3 months, 3 years?
All right, perfect.
I'll stop ranting.
Well, it's all good. So, well, thank you. As always, a reminder for our listeners, please make sure you go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Speaking of those reviews, we love them. So hopefully we can keep bringing these to you and that you keep learning. So for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltala with Avalanche Media. And thank you guys for joining us. Bye, all.